They say there are many old temples which are needing, which need renovation, so they will spend the money for the renovation of old temples but not construct new temples.
That means they don't want expansion.
Yes.
What kind of committee?
But that also is a farce, because they spend 13 lakhs of rupees for construction of a temple in New York.
New York?
Yes.
New York, we have got so many temples. Let them.
They know. Anna Rao, who is chairman.
Temples. Then let them.
They want to take charge of everything that they give money for. Just like these temples which they have in New York, they will be in charge of them. They will be the pujaris and things
like that. That means they are constructing their own temple.
Yes.
That would be a Ganesh temple.
Why Ganesh?
Ganesh and all of these also.
We know the people in charge of it.
Okay, so?
We went there for a program. So, we see them.
That means all these foolish ideas.
Actually, Prabhupada, it is only for, they say, it will ultimately be for the Hindu community there for performing their marriages.
So who Hindu will go?
Actually, I've been to this Ganesh temple. We went there for a program once. It's such a small piece of land in Queens.
Yeah.
No one's going to go there. And when we were there...
It's in Queens?
Yeah. We distributed about 20 of your big books in half an hour there. Your Bhagavad Gita.
In New York?
In this Ganesh temple. I'd gone there with Yadavara and Vishakha.
They already built it?
No, they have a temporary one. They're building a... They've been building it for 5 years.
You can go somewhere with that.
They just have a layout of that.
What is their cult? This Tirupati Committee?
Yes. Hinduism. Hinduism, very great. No definition of that term now. Hinduism. Just like if we want to get on the radio, they'll say, well, there are so many minor sects, so if we give time for one, then everybody will want. But then, when we want some other aid, they say, no, you're a majority group. We have to help the minority groups. So sometimes we are minor sect and sometimes we're a majority.
They're all fools. That's good. Murhas.
Yes.
The Tirupati is a Vaishnava temple.
Yes.
So, they should encourage Vaishnavism means real religion. All other bogus, cheating religion. That is, dharma prodhita kaitava atra. Kaitava means cheating. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. They do not know that.
And they're using...
What is this land?
Police superintendent. They're using the deity's money, Prabhupada, to maintain the universities. And in the universities, they're teaching birth control and so many other things.
So why don't you take them into court?
They are the court. They are the court.
They are the court means?
I mean, they say the same persons are
the court.
The court, they're all one click.
The court has legalized abortion, for example, now.
In India?
No, in America. In India also, the government is encouraging you to
get a reward.
Family planning.
The government
all
pays.
Over.
To give a radio.
They'll give you a prize, and the person who brings someone, he will get 25 rupees.
Now
and the
I
doctor,
read.
After a month, he gets a bonus.
Yeah.
110 rupees, girlfriend for 5 minutes.
In
Now the government is thinking of having a policy by which if a person has more than two children, he will not be promoted, he will not get raises to discourage.
But yet the population is really declining.
The Mohammedan community has refused.
What is Islam?
And Christian. So they feel that in a few generations, now the Hindus are doing. So they feel in a few generations, the Mohammedan Christian community will outnumber the Hindu.
Is that their plan?
Yeah. Even to the point that Puri Shankaracharya printed a book how everyone should have five children. Mm-hmm. All Hindus should have as many children as they
authorities, do they believe in Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. Every day they chant Bhagavad Gita.
So why they are going against Bhagavad Gita?
That I don't know. Every day they are preaching.
Ask them that what is the meaning of your reading Bhagavad Gita daily if you go against it?
But they were not there going, but the preachers who come there, they were doing it.
What they are doing?
They bring in preachers to preach Bhagavad Gita, but they themselves, they don't read Bhagavad Gita.
The preachers mean third-class preachers?
Anybody who comes there.
Or anybody is allowed to speak? Any nonsense that is going on?
How they are going against it, Prabhupada?
Huh?
How they are going against it?
You read Bhagavad Gita? You do not know how they are going against it?
I'm not familiar with this.
Then why do you say I read Bhagavad Gita?
No, I'm not familiar with Tirupati's practice.
Tirupati is establishing Ganesh temple. So that is against Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. Bhagavan says that kamasasya hitagyana jajanti annadiyota. These rascals who are very much lusty, lost their intelligence, they worship other beings.
The Ramanuja sannyasis have had all their authority taken away from them by these. All their authority in the temples has been taken away by the government committee. Just ritualistically in the morning, the sannyasi comes and opens the door. He holds the key. We met him at Rangaji.
Charger, sannyasis, they have no influence over them.
To me, that the actual purpose of this Tirupati government committee is to eventually do away with all religious function.
Yes. Yeah.
That's their real plan.
How to take the money that's being donated.
This is the big name.
This is the beginning. They're making a show now, but eventually the plan will be to close all the temples.
Nationalize all temples.
Not close, because you can make a lot of money.
Mm.
It's easier than
nationalize
taxes.
It just like banks.
Yeah. No, but when they don't become profitable, then they'll close it.
Yeah.
That's the point. Milk them dry. Instead of the state or the government being the servant of the deity, they're making the deity the servant of the government.
Yeah. Money earning charge.
Yes. The tax collector.
Just like they nationalize industries. They want to nationalize the temple. Krishna.
All the temples have been nationalized yet.
In Andhra Pradesh, all the temples are nationalized? What about ours?
Well, they're not so strong in the other states. Andhra Pradesh and Tamil
Nadu. I think all the charitable starting in UP now.
It'll spread all over.
Anywhere that there are big temples. UP has a lot of temples.
So what about our temples?
Yeah, they'll gradually try.
So you make this American poverty.
Make it American property.
How about English?
Our society registered in America.
In India, presently, we are registered in Bombay and all the other centers are branch offices. That's why in Hyderabad, they haven't touched us. In Maharashtra, I think Maharashtra will be the last state to do something of this type.
But then when it does it, what will you do?
We'll try our best to escape it, but if there's...
Is there no... We should try to make some provision now, if possible.
If the government wants you, they can.
But we are changing, we are making our constitution look like a welfare society. So this way, we may not fall under this.
And you have to preach to them so that they understand the value of this movement.
Europeans, they are coming here not for religion. But they are coming for the Krishna culture.
Yes.
You have to make that. Religion they have already got, Christian. So why they should come?
They will say that this Krishna culture is Hinduism. They will say that Krishna culture is Hinduism.
Then he's a rascal. Prove it in the court. Krishna is not Hinduism. Never. Why? Is there anything in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, I'm for the Hindus, I'm for the Indians?
The Hindu law is so elastic. Is anyone who calls himself a Hindu or who practices any
puts on tilak,
who he may have the lowest character or the highest standard, anyone, he will be all considered a Hindu.
So this should be taken to court, on the Supreme Court.
But if there's no definition of Hindu, how can you prove
there is no Hindu? It is not, therefore you are not Hindu.
So this is our definition. This is what we say a Hindu is. The court says this is what we say a Hindu is. So you're Hindus.
And court can say anything, but then why not put it into the judgment of many judges?
So we have to establish what is Hinduism and what is Christian culture.
You can define anything. That does not mean that your definition is perfect. Actually, we have to... Suppose Hindu is not accepting Bhagavad Gita. But where is in the Bhagavad Gita, where is the mention of Hindu? Krishna says that I am the father of all living entities. So why do they say that this is Hinduism?
Well, all religions say that they are the... Yes, Jesus Christ says, everyone who comes to me, they will get the grace of God. So it's the same thing, but still they're Christians and you're Hindus.
This cannot stay in the court. Krishna's instruction is not for the Hindus. Nowhere it is mentioned.
Yeah, the word Hindu doesn't appear in the Vedas anyway.
Now why do you use in the Krishna consciousness the Hindu caste marks? Hindu caste marks and tilaks, and this is all Hinduism.
This is not Hinduism. It appears like Hindu. It's like you appear like an Indian sannyasi, but you are not Indian.
The judge is wearing a white wig and a British suit. He's not British either.
We are clearly stating Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, but Krishna is a Hindu god.
Krishna. That is your definition. Krishna doesn't say.
But my definition counts because I'm in charge.
You can do any nonsense. That is therefore you have to be taken to the court. That is how you can talk like nonsense and do like nonsense. That anyone can do any nonsense thing, then who will control you?
That's the point.
The Chief Justice himself was saying that in Madras. So their opinion will come in their favor?
No, they can give opinion, but there is Supreme Court, there is international court. We shall go.
That's only for disputes between countries.
International court.
Yes, it is country. We are American. They are forcing us to become a Hindu. This is between country. You have to tackle with intelligence.
In most books about Hinduism, they describe that Hinduism is a cult where they worship many gods and ultimately God is formless.
No.
So we are against that. Then we are not Hindus even philosophically, yeah, according to that.
We are against all so-called cheating religion. The Hinduism also is cheating religion. We are preaching Bhagavad and Bhagavad's beginning, that we have kicked out all cheating religion. What is cheating religion? That one has to understand. And Bhagavad says, Dhanmantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. Religion means the order given by God. If you do not know who is God, impersonal, then what is your religion? You have to tackle things.
They will consult all the standard dictionaries about Krishna's definition.
Dictionary is not the standard. The standard is the book itself. That is our preaching. You may bring some dictionary made by some fools. No, we have to take reference. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Well, even Jesus Christ just said, I am, for all, that there is Christianity.
Yes, that is the fact. Either God or God's representative, he is for everyone. Suidang sarva-bhutanam, that is the definition of sadhu. Titikshava-karunika. Srida sarva-bhutanam. Essentially person, as God is for everyone, essentially person is for everyone. Why he should be for Hindu or Muslim or Christian? That is the definition of saintly person. Suida. Suida means well-wisher. So, either Christ or any Vaishnava is well-wisher for everyone. Suida Sarvabhutana, we are preaching all over the world and they are appreciating.
Many others have preached Hinduism, but have no result.
No result. Why they should come become Hindu?
That sign is there, Swami Vivekananda, the Hindu monk.
Monkey?
But who cares for Ramakrishna Mishra? Hindu monk, but who cares for the Ramakrishna Mishra? For the last 85 years they are working, how many Hindus they have met? Simply bogus propaganda. They advertise that we have made all Americans. But who are the Americans? We picked up two Americans, ladies, that's all. Where is the Hindu sadhus eating meat?
Here it says Hare Krishna Babu Naga. Who is Hare Krishna Babu?
Babu? Babu means? Foreign devotees are joining this movement not because it is a Hindu culture. way, they take it as a real spiritual cult. Otherwise, why for the last 100, 200 years, the Hindu sannyasis, yogis were going there? Who did accept? Did anybody? The Ramakrishna Mission, Hindu monk, within the 85 years, how many Hindus they have met? We can count maybe a dozen of them. Huh? Did they make any Hindus? European, American, young boy? And it is the Hindu custom that sannyasis eat meat.
Drink wine.
Drink wine.
Have women.
Drinking wine and eating meat, the next stage is illicit sex. It does the business of the Hindu monk. There are sampradayas, Ramanu sampradaya, Shankar sampradaya, but where the Hindu monk drinks and eats meat, they have introduced it. Is that Hinduism?
For Hindu,
Nowadays, everyone has become impersonal. Pure Vaishnava. What is that? It's our principles, these things will automatically be finished. Nachadeva param balam.
Indonesia, the government has a Hindu Buddha department, Hinduism department in Indonesia. So they've divided the land, you know, the different religions into different departments, and they have one man who studied in Benares. He's in charge of the whole country for Hinduism and Buddhism.
So why they do not allow our...
Well, they allow us. They allow our society. But it's such a corrupt country that at any moment they could kick us out if they want. I mean, they have no principle except money.
Just like Africa. Yeah.
But the man seems to be a little intelligent, a little knowledgeable. I met him. Seems to be a little... They tried to renovate temples there. They're very old temples like in India. And they
do not need for so-called religion. It is better. They're not spoiling them.
The head of that Vishwa Hindu went to Delhi to get tax exemption. So they said, you dropped the name Hindu. I said, no, we will never drop the name Hindu. Even if you don't give us tax exemption, we'll be without the tax exemption, but we will never give up our name Hindu.
Whatever whimsically you make a law, that is law. Actually, they are not fighting. Hindu law means Manusamhita. So, who's pressing that? You don't require any law except this. So, why is that Hindu strong Hindu? Hindu means Manusamhita. This mono. The original instruction is coming from mono. The word mono, the word manav has come. just like he has started that Manav Dharma. Manav Dharma means Manu. That he does not know. From Manu, Manav has come. Just like from Sadhu, Sadhav has come. I mean, they do not know even grammar. These leaders, they do not know even grammar. Hare Krishna, take the time.
Yes. If the government's giving them free homes and we're giving them free prasadam, why should they work?
They should work for Krishna.
But there's one economist, I think you've quoted him, John Kenneth Galbraith.
Economist, yeah. Huh?
He says that if somebody's supplied with a place to sleep and something to eat, why should he work? That he won't work unless there's some motivation. If he's forced to work, he'll work, otherwise he won't work.
No, your preaching is not meant for creating a lazy class on them. You have to engage them in Krishna consciousness business.
Then
that is
prasad.
Chant Hare Krishna and then give him prasad. He will be automatically purified and offer himself for service.
So they have to chant first.
Yeah.
Then they'll say, well, you are proselytizing. By rice.
I'm not proselytizing.
Unless they take to your religion.
To his original consciousness.
Unless they follow you, then you won't feed them. You are starving them until they...
We shall go on. Chanting also, go on. Both things.
That was the article of the care, I think. They'll give food, but you cannot use it to proselytize.
We give Krishna prasad, not food.
Like in Guntur, in a Christian hospital, in the maternity ward, they would not release the baby to the parents until they converted to Christianity.
That's it.
In Guntur. So they did it to one Brahmin family, and he brought it to the court because he was more orthodox. And they were... It was only one or two articles came in the newspaper. It was hushed up. Well, so like that.
It takes 10 years for the court to decide, huh?
Well, they immediately, the police orders that it had to be released. Or they put, just like the Mohammedan water, they put some bread in a well in a place like this. And then they can't say, you are all Christian now, if you have drunk the bread that we have put there.
They're doing like that, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Huh?
It's naturally doing that.
In Europe, when Christianity first came to Constantine, the priests would stay in the top of a river, and they marched an army through the river. And the priests put the holy water. And when the army came on the other side, they said, now you've all been baptized. You're all Christians. Mass conversion. Hindu groups are mixing Hinduism and Indian nationality. It's fascism. That was also the government's fascism.
Cool.
The Hindu groups.
Hindu groups.
That was the point that enraged the government. The same pundits with the Prayaschitta. They don't like the Mohammedans. They don't like the Christians. They say, you have created Pakistan, so all the Mohammedans should go there. This is Hindustan.
Murgi.
Murgi. Meat.
Yeah.
Chicken. Not a good one.
Mostly.
Mostly. Nowadays,
There's a fashion to eat when the Brahmins and Vaishya fast.
Checking?
Yes.
The Brahmins?
Yes, most of them. In the houses they want to fast, they go to the hotel and they
fast. Come, Baba. Where is Brahmin? All to you.
But according to...
Not vegetarian. We are neither non-vegetarian. We eat Krishna prasad. Krishna says, give me this food, patram pushpam phalam tuya. So we offer him and then we eat it. So we have nothing to do with vegetarian and non-vegetarian. If Krishna says that you give me flesh, then we can eat flesh also. But Krishna does not say that.
Srila Prabhupada, I have heard one person say that patram pushpan phalan toyam doesn't include other things. There are many other things that we offer Krishna besides patram pushpan phalan toyam.
Yeah.
So similarly, why can't we offer meat? He doesn't say, don't offer me meat. In the Bhagavad Gita, it doesn't say you can't offer Krishna meat.
So if you like, you can do that.
I don't.
People here will offer
what directly meat. He says you have to tell. And if you interpret, that can be interpreted.
They have rewritten the Bible. Thou shalt not murder.
Can we use this paper, right? Use anything for Krishna.
Temples, they are worshipping this Dwarka Shila with the Shalagram Shila.
We have no such instructions.